search and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
Capital One presents a 30-second audio tour of Ireland. Sheep, fairies, golf, charming castle.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, you can actually go there when you use the Capital One Venture Card. You earn unlimited double miles on every dollar you spend on every purchase, which means you'll have plenty of miles to actually travel to Ireland. The Capital One Venture Card. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
You didn't buy a beach investment property to stress over it. Stop worrying. The professionals at Thomas Beach Vacations become your partners, treating your home as if it were their own. They will create your personal strategic plan and get bookings rolling in. And they'll care for your home while you're not there. Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. That's NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Thomas Beach Vacations. Customer focus. Results driven.
Hi, Saver. Looking for ways to save on your Medicare Part D copays? We love that at Walgreens. We're a preferred network pharmacy with many plans nationwide, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Walgreens participates as a preferred network pharmacy with UnitedHealthcare, Cigna, and Express Scripts Medicare. Walgreens participates with other plans. See walgreens.com/Medicare for details.
Ships at sea. How are you today, Ramona?
I'm good.
Good. How are you today, John Height?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
John joining us on the program today. By the way, John, I just heard it suggested by Bruce Gradkowski that perhaps Antonio Brown could return to Pittsburgh.
Oh, I believe it when I see it.
Would you be happy about that eventuality, or are you dead set against that?
If he's a changed man and...
If he's a changed man?
No, there's no way I want to see him back in Pittsburgh.
John losing his mind for a minute. If he's a changed man. I mean, he's been arrested, like, what, three times in the last 3 weeks? I mean, the police have been out of his house, like, constantly, right?
Yeah.
So how changed can he be?
Not much. Yeah. No, there's no way I want to see Antonio Brown back in Pittsburgh.
You know, for a moment, Ron, and John almost lost his mind. It was like, oh yeah, we go win a Super Bowl.
No.
And then gradually the realization set in that, oh no, that would be a hideous thing to have happened. But nonetheless, Bruce Gradkowski talking a little bit about that today, about the possibility. I guess he's gonna interview Antonio Brown, who's a quasi friend of his from their days together. So, we'll see. In terms of today's show, here's what the lineup is. John is joining me for our first live mock draft. There will be no trades in this draft. That'll come later. It's way too early in the process for that. There won't be a lot of discussion about free agency possibilities other than maybe at the quarterback position, because it's also too early for that. It's too early to know whether teams are going to re-sign or re-up these guys. Obviously, teams that re-up guys may take a different path in the draft than they would have if they were to let somebody go. Those things are, as we will say today, not knowable to us at this time. So we'll take, you know, as much of that into account as we can, but there will not be a focus on that either. This is like a first test drive of a vehicle. You know, we're going to test drive it once. We'll see how it works, how it moves, and then we'll see whether we like that or we want to move on to something else, and we'll probably move on to something else. But we'll start with this today. Also at 5:05 today, is that it, Ramona?
Yes.
Dr. David Chow. Yes. That Dr. David Chow will join us on the show. And I have a number of questions I want to ask about Tua Tagovailoa, the procedures that have been done on Tua Tagovailoa, and what Dr. Chow thinks and knows about Tua Tagovailoa to this point. I want to know all of those things. Texas says DeAndre Swift going to the Falcons. I don't know about that. You want to, and so this is going to be what we're going to do. We're going to talk draft for really, you know, 2 hours, and we're going to get to Dr. Chow. And meanwhile, Clemson softball going on right now, and it's the first home game today. And do we have a score on that, John? What is the score?
It's 0-0.
0-0. 0-0. What inning is that? Two?
Bottom of the second.
Bottom of the second. Okay. So there's an update, and so let's start, John, with this. All right, we open the conversation with the first pick, and obviously the first pick goes to the Cincinnati Bengals, who, by the way, another element of the Bengals is the Bengals are now saying they are willing to trade Andy Dalton. That's not a surprise, because anticipation of taking the number one quarterback, Dalton wanted to be traded last year. The Bengals are willing to trade him. But what that does do is that puts another veteran quarterback out on the market. And you have to wonder, if you're thinking about possible destinations for Andy Dalton, the Patriots,
yeah.
If Brady does not return there, the Carolina Panthers, if Cam Newton does not return there.
I could see the Chargers.
Yeah, maybe. You know, I think, you know, he'd probably be a good fit in an offense that features the underneath passing game. So maybe the Colts, but Phillip Rivers may want that spot too.
Yeah.
You know, although Rivers is down in Tampa, a lot of conjecture about that. All right, John, you want the first pick, John? You want to make it automatic? What do you want to do
with the first pick? Yeah, let's. I think we should go safety Jeremy Chinn from Southern Illinois. Yeah. I think that might be the move there. No, we'll go Joe Burrow.
So with the first pick of the 2020 NFL draft, and Ramona, are you recording these?
Yes.
All right, with the first pick, John wants to take Joe Burrow. All right, John, was there any other possibility in your mind?
Not really. I think if it was a different team at number one, you can make the argument for Chase Young being the number one pick. But with the Bengals there, you're talking about moving on Andy Dalton. Ryan Finley didn't really impress last year. Joe Burrow, obviously, definitely
impressed. Ryan Finley didn't impress?
No.
God, who would have thunk it? Well, oh, yeah, Todd McShay thought it. Because right up until the night before the draft, he was saying he needs to be a round one pick. And that's why you don't listen to that guy. All right, go ahead. Carry on.
I just think if you look at the moves that they've made at quarterback, it's pretty apparent that it's Joe Burrow, kid from Ohio who set the world on fire last year, all the touchdown passes, national championship Heisman Trophy. To me, it's a no-brainer.
Okay. I think it's a little more complex than that. I do not think this is 100-0. I think it's more like 75-25. I don't think this is as given as the rest of the world does for an assortment of reasons, including the fact I'm not sure Burrow's willing to play for them. I think he may do the John Elway, Eli Manning thing and refuse to play for the Bengals. That's already being discussed. I mean, Carson Palmer and little Carson Jordan, who is his quarterback trainer, have both saying unflattering things about the Cincinnati Bengals. And after hearing those unflattering things, Burrow, who previously said he'd play for anyone, anywhere, said, well, you know, I prefer to play for a good organization. So, look, I don't think it's inconceivable that he balks at Cincinnati, and it may not be Cincinnati's choice. The other part of this is it's not inconceivable that somebody like Miami offers a Herschel Walker type deal to move up and get Burrow. Because if you judge Stephen Ross's comments, the owner of the Dolphins, he has questions about Tua's health. I mean, those comments were made January 31st. And he was like, he was very uncertain in what he said. And the whole world considers Tua a mortal lock to Miami at five. I don't know how anyone can assume that right now. Anyone. It seems impossible to me to know that with any degree of certainty at this point without knowing more about Tua's health. But, and so I don't think Burrow is as much a given. Keep in mind, this Bengals coaching staff spent a week with Justin Herbert, in which he was the practice player of the week. He was the MVP of the game. And that's a period where teams really get to know players and sometimes fall in love with them. And if Burrow balks at all about Cincinnati, then I think the Bengals could actually be well served by moving out of there and adding a bunch of pieces, and who knows what kind of haul you get, and maybe you still get a quarterback who, look, from a physical standpoint, Herbert is a much bigger arm than Burrow, not even close. You know, and Burrow obviously does a lot of things well. He's accurate. He throws the ball well on the move. He's able to extend plays in an almost supernatural way. You know, there are a lot of things to like about Burrow. But, you know, one other thing about Burrow is he's only been a quarterback for 2 years. You know, Parcells used to have a rule where he didn't want any quarterbacks, college quarterbacks, who didn't play at least 3 years. And Herbert's played 4 years. And people forget about that. That stuff matters. But it doesn't matter to people who, you know, are filling out mock drafts on the internet. It doesn't matter to those people. Because, you know, none of them have any clue what they're talking about. All right, Burrow at one. Yeah, I mean, look, as of now, that's the conventional wisdom, and I would have to go along with that as well.
I mean, a lot of what I'm be doing here today, it's what I think these teams will do. It's not whether, you know. Yeah. I if I'm sincere in that situation, I go Burrow, but if it was another team up there, maybe already had a younger quarterback or somebody else, I could see Chase Young. He has the talent to be the number one overall pick.
Yeah, again, Burrow's an Ohio kid, and you would think that's a fit. But Burrow also left Ohio to go to LSU. So his loyalty to the state of Ohio and family and everything has limits, you know? And again, that's my bigger question right now. My bigger question is not whether the Bengals want Burrow. It's whether Burrow wants the Bengals. And if not, whether he's willing to, again, force the process. And I think that's feasible, which is why I think this is 75-25, not 100-0. I think it's from that perspective. But we have Joe Burrow, Ramona, going number one. Number two, the Washington Redskins on the clock. And with the second pick of the draft, the Redskins have really two choices. One is they take Chase Young, which is an obvious choice, although he will be the fourth round one defensive lineman they have chosen. And when it comes time to pay players in a salary cap era, that is delegating too much of your resources to one area of your football team. That's a concern, and you're going to have to pay all those people. And that's a concern. However, you know, he might be a generational talent, and therefore you have to look at that. The other possibility to me is, you know, if you look at the Redskins' needs, to me, they have a need for a pass rusher. They need offensive line help. They need wide receiver help. They need cornerback help. You know, I don't know how the Trent Williams situation is going to be handled. Williams was their star left tackle who developed a cancerous growth on his head, if I remember right. And basically the organization seemed to, you know, sort of poo-poo it, and it wound up being cancerous. And he does not, he holds that against, at least that's my recollection of it. I don't remember all the details of that situation, but he holds that against the Redskins. And so he hasn't wanted to play for that organization. Allegedly, Ron Rivera, and he had a good talk the other day. That's a position of need for the Redskins. But it's not going to be a position that you pass up a player like Chase Young. The one other thing I will say, though, is this. The Redskins, due to the Montez Sweat deal last year, do not have a round two pick. And so this is a draft where they only have five or six picks. And I don't remember exactly, but they don't have a round two pick. And it's not impossible that if they get the right offer from a scheme fit that, you know, assuming they still want to run a base 3-4, that Young might not be a perfect fit for them. And they certainly have a need for a cornerback. And, you know, we saw the Cleveland Browns do this a couple of years ago where they had spent too many resources on defensive line. They passed on Bradley Chubb and they took Denzel Ward. So that's conceivable here. It's not impossible. And in so doing, the Redskins would acquire a second round pick to fill that gap. It's a team with a lot of needs. The problem with that is if they were to deal out of two, let's say to one of these teams that, you know, all these people insist that people are going to jump up to two to take Tua. If they were to do that, the real issue would be they wouldn't have any guarantees on Okuda. You know, if let's say Miami, because the whole world believes Miami's like going to jump up to get Tua. All right, let's say Miami jumps up to two to get Tua. They offer the Redskins a second round pick, a bunch of stuff, and they make that move. There's no guarantee that teams three or four aren't going to take Jeffrey Okuda. In fact, they almost certainly are. That limits the Redskins' ability to move, in my estimation, because if you're not taking Young, then you got to take Okuda if you're Washington. I can't see taking anybody but those two players. And this is all under the working assumption that the Redskins have settled on Dwayne Haskins, which I believe they have. I think the franchise has settled on Haskins. You know, that late season game against the Giants, he had the early season game against the Giants where he was terrible. And then he had the late season game, and against the Giants in that game, he didn't throw his first completion until after he had thrown two touchdown passes. Haskins can play. They just haven't let him play. And he's only played 1 year in college. So he's going to need a little help, a little personnel around him. But I think they've settled. I mean, because that could be the ultimate wild card in the whole thing. The Redskins say, you know what? We aren't settled on him. And they draft a different quarterback. I don't think that's happening though. I think they go Chase Young here. I sort of think they're boxed in a little on this, and he's certainly the best player available in the number two spot of the draft. So with the two spot, the Redskins select Ohio State edge Chase Young. All right, we'll take a quick break. Walt Tiptula, Road Rage. I'm joined by John Height. We'll be back.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and the showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla says do not let go of 2019 so fast. Save over $7,000 on remaining 2019 Ford Edges. Take $11,000 off remaining 2019 F-150 XLT models. Remember, no dealer fees when you save over $5,500 on all remaining 2019 Escapes. It's simple. No pressure, no dealer fees. 57 years of doing business the right way. Come experience the difference at Edwards Auto Sales, Walhalla, South Carolina, or visit us at edwardsautosales.net.
say good morning and mean it with two sausage and egg biscuits for $3. It's bow time.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Rely on the professionals at EnviroMulch for all your outdoor projects. They have the right products to protect your plants and landscaping during the winter months while retaining moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
We're already 1 month into 2020, and if you're ready to tackle your fitness goals, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is running their Pay the Date special all month long. If you join on February the 10th, you pay just $10. If you wait and join on the 22nd, you'll pay $22. Enjoy custom fitness plans, beast mode group training, swimming, and more. There's even child watch for the kids. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. It's a community of people who care. Learn more online at pcymca.net. There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
More live local sports than cars on Clemson Boulevard. You're listening to The Roar.
Oh, yeah, Walt Tiptoe Rays back to little Rolling Stones, and you know what? That's your clue to the fact that later today, Road Rage, again, the Roar will be giving away another pair of Rolling Stones tickets to Charlotte, which is just incredible. People have been fighting over these all week. Today is your last radio chance. I'll give away two pairs live at Twin Peaks tomorrow, and that'll be it. So there are three pairs of Rolling Stones tickets left for the July 1st event in Charlotte. And later today, I'll be giving away one of those pairs. And people have literally been climbing all over themselves fighting to get these tickets. And it's pretty understandable why. It's kind of a big deal.
I thought I was getting those for coming in today. And then what I get at the payment for coming in today is two tickets to see the Stones.
Well, it's been fun. No, but we will give you some beach music passes later, John.
Hey, I'll go see some beach music.
Yeah, there you go. Let me tell you about Harry's. You know, look, what if there was a 50% off sale happening every time you went shopping for razors? Shaving with Harry's is kind of like that. They offer premium blades refills as low as $2 each. That's 55% off compared to the price of Gillette Fusion Pro Shield. What I love most is the flexible soft hinge glides across the contours of your face. No cuts, no burns. That's Harry's. For a limited time only, new customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a Harry's trial set. Just use code WALT at harrys.com. Harry's believes everyone deserves quality shaving supplies at a fair price. They don't inflate the prices or add unnecessary gimmicks like flex balls or heated handles, tactics that the leading brand has used for decades to raise prices. How do they do it? Simple ergonomic design. They bought the German factory that made the sharpest steel, ground it into the sharpest blades, cut out the middleman, offered you the best guarantee in the industry, and that's when these other big companies started suing them. and not winning. You can't stop Harry's. For a limited time only, Harry's is a very special offer for listeners of my show. New customers get a free mystery item with the purchase of a shave set with code WALT at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and travel cover, plus a mystery product. The mystery item is worth at least $5 or more and could be any of Harry's award-winning new products or even an item that Harry's doesn't yet sell to the public. So just use code WALT at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Use code WALT at checkout to claim your offer. You will thank me later. All right, let's get back to the inaugural live mock draft of the season. And John, you are steering this thing. You went first, so you are third now with the Detroit Lions and Mr. Patricia's bunch.
Did you happen to see the video of Eli Drinkwitz on National Signing Day a week ago where he was running around the building just screaming his head off, as excited as can be, for flipping that prospect from Alabama, or an in-state prospect? He's running around. It was about a two-minute-long video of him just screaming and high-fiving people. Well, that's Matt Patricia right now, because Jeffrey Okuda is going to the Lions. And that is what that defense needs more than anything. Well, I mean, they need a lot of things. But I think best player available right now and is immediate starter for them.
Any thoughts of this being the first spot that Isaiah Simmons could come off as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Patricia would love the versatility of Isaiah Simmons.
Yeah.
But I think if he can just grab a Okuda and throw out a lockdown corner out there, I think it's too good of an opportunity to pass up.
I agree. And I think one of the key reasons is, you know, remember Patricia, one of the architects of the Patriots defense, part of that system. And it has been crystal clear to anybody with eyes wide open the last X number of years that the most important position to the Patriots on defense is the cornerback position. In fact, if you notice, it's the only position they pay on defense. You know, they've gone out and spent money on Revis Island. They spent money on Gilmore. That's the only position they're willing to pay for on the defensive side of the ball. That tells you what they view as a philosophy in my mind. And it is that they believe cornerback is the most important position in the game as it's being played today. And I've been suggesting that even from a collegiate standpoint for some time now, that I think there's been a shift in that regard. So John going Jeffrey Okuda to Ohio, to Detroit here at number three. So let me take Okuda off of my cornerback board. If I can find my cornerback board here, he's gone. So Okuda goes three to Detroit. The New York Giants at four. The Giants, I think, have a dilemma. They have lots of needs. They're a team that when I look at them, I think they've always been built on edge rushers. They still need offensive line help. They need linebacker help. They need wide receiver help. They had no speed on defense last year. You know, they played a lot of soft zone most of the year because they just had no defensive playmakers. But you've got to protect your young quarterback. You've got to find another a deep threat for that offense. I think the Giants could go lots of different ways here at four. I think that the Giants are going to go the best available defensive playmaker or the best offensive lineman. That means that in reality, this may be the highest spot that Simmons could go. I think Simmons could go anywhere from 4 to 12. I think he can go anywhere in that range. Detroit was one possibility. This is a more reasonable possibility here at 4. Given the Giants' needs at the position, the Giants' needs to get faster on defense, I think it's conceivable. And then they also need offensive tackle help, I think, badly. And, you know, there are a number of offensive tackles here. And, of course, you have Gettleman, who has favored the line of scrimmage historically. He favors big lineman in the line of scrimmage. For today, for the sake of this discussion today, the Giants the Giants select offensive tackle Andrew Thomas.
Interesting. I wasn't expecting you to go Andrew Thomas there with the...
Well, look, I think that all these teams, we have seven or eight offensive tackles that are all potentially round one picks.
Right.
And I think there's going to be a very wide disparity of a view on who is the best of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think when this process began, conventional wisdom had Andrew Thomas as the top left tackle in the draft. Now, frequently the way this works is you start out with sort of a conventional wisdom notion that Thomas is the best, and then once he's elevated to that position, people begin to pick at his game. And then other guys get talked about, like Becton, et cetera. And then when the process finally winds down, usually wind up right back where you started with the original view on it. And I think that's possible here with Andrew Thomas. Although I do think there is a wide range that Thomas could fall in. I actually think this is a little high for Andrew Thomas. I think it's a little high for any of these offensive linemen.
I agree with that.
But again, Isaiah Simmons is certainly a possibility here, but I do think it's a pretty elite group. There's no Penei Sewell, who though will be next year, right? But I'm not sure there's been a Sewell in 25 years. Sewell is the most athletic offensive tackle I may have ever seen, ever. I think he'll go number two in the draft next year. That's how good he is. There is no Sewell in this draft. You know, there are a bunch of really good tackles, and I think it will be a big subject of debate as to which one of them goes first based on needs. And keep in mind that not all of them are playing left tackle. You know, you've got two of these guys who are right tackles in college, and they're going to have to make that adjustment. So for the sake of today's discussion, we'll go Andrew Thomas here.
Okay.
Which puts you on the clock with the Miami Dolphins. with the Miami Dolphins. By the way, John, in looking at this and thinking about this today, you have the Bengals in need of a quarterback. You know, the dark horse here for quarterbacks, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Matthew Stafford's 32 years old, coming off a fairly significant injury that caused him to miss a lot of time. Although he was playing well before the injury, Miami needs a quarterback. The Chargers need a quarterback. The Carolina Panthers need a quarterback. The Jacksonville Jaguars, despite paying Nick Foles $100 million, they need a quarterback. The Raiders may need a quarterback. The Colts may need a quarterback. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers may need a quarterback. So there's still a lot of teams that are potentially quarterback needy, and this is without getting into the veteran teams like the Patriots, the Saints, the Steelers, who don't have a number one pick because you know, your quarterback is playing safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick.
But Minkah Fitzpatrick's a really good safety, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah. You know what? He's a really good safety, John, but this is still a quarterback league.
Oh, 100%.
He's not going to win you games. So, no. You know, not without the quarterback piece. And
it was just nice to see somebody, you know, play some competent football in the secondary for Pittsburgh this year.
It's so odd, though, because he was such a bust in Miami. I mean, he really didn't do anything in Miami. Miami couldn't find a way to properly utilize him. You know, he was sort of a positionless player, but obviously he's found a better scheme fit in Pittsburgh, at least to this point. All right, so you're up at five, John, with the Miami Dolphins. Go ahead, do it. Tua.
We're going Tua. Why not? Have a little fun with this. No, but in all seriousness, I think this is a very serious play. They've been talking about their love for Tua for a long time. The health prognosis yesterday was good. That, you know, heard the update, but we know there's so much more to go with the ligaments and the cartilage and all those things that go into the hip. I just think the Dolphins have been so public in their admiration for Tua that they don't pass up on the chance to make it official.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm just drawing a little diagram on the back of my pad of the socket being outside the joint. We'll see. okay, so Tua at five, and you know, I know it was tank for Tua. I know it was tank for Tua. I mean, are we trusting all of the voices out there in Twitterland more than we're trusting the owner of the Dolphins?
I've never trusted the owner of the Dolphins.
Even with his comments, Stephen Ross, on January 31st about Tua?
As of right now, I just think that's where they go. I think they've been focused on him for so long.
How? I see, this is what I don't get. I don't get how anybody's focused on him at this point. I don't get it. I mean, he's not going to do anything at the combine. When is anyone going to see him actually do anything on a football field that matters? When? I just, to me, I mean, I got a guy with all sorts of lower body injuries, and people are going to talk about taking him in the top five. I don't know. I don't see it. I just don't think it's workable. I'm going to be somewhat stunned if the Dolphins take Tua. I really am. I don't think he's playing football at all next year. I think he's completely out. So I think the earliest you're talking about is the following year. Now they have Fitzpatrick, Fitz interception, and they'll be willing to live with him for a year in that regard. And I think they would be okay with that, but I still have real concerns about what his long-term prognosis is, what he's going to look like when and if he does come back. I mean, again, I heard a specialist with Francesa in New York say it's a 2-year recovery. I mean, if it's a 2-year recovery, this is a non-starter. If it's a 2-year recovery, no one's drafting Tua in round one. But everyone keeps parroting the same stuff. But this stuff isn't coming from teams. I mean, which is why, I don't know, I'm still leery of it. I hope to find out more at 5:05 today. You know, maybe we'll get...
Well, so do I, so I can go back and change this.
We'll get some more information.
This is the pre-Dr. David Chow interview mock draft, so
that's right.
Doing the best that's I can right. with what I have in front of me.
Let me tell you about the health there. The health there just submitted a Harvard study showing that excess body fat contributes greatly to heart attack, strokes, high blood pressure, cancer, diabetes, and depression. In fact, those who carry more weight around their middle have 10 to 20% greater risk of heart attack than those who don't. Belly fat is no joke, but the healthier specializes in targeting it, getting you back to optimal health. Valerie lost 23 pounds and 33 inches. Todd cut all his medications in half, both in just 30 days. At the Health There, the second person is always free. So you go in with a friend, you go in with a family member, because they're not going to let you do anything alone. They're going to be right there with you, and you can go in with someone. Buy one, get one. Call today, 1-877-I-DARE-ME, 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Tell them I sent you. It's how this deal works. 1-877-I-DARE-ME, or go to idareme.com. All right, John has chosen the hipster tour. And when we get back, the Chargers are on the board with pick six.
Crude LED display signs and virtual scoreboards offer peak performance with programmable, full-color, vivid LED screens at an affordable price. With multiple sizes available and carrying a 5-year warranty, Crude LED displays allow you to create your own custom message that is certain to resonate with your audience. Your business, church, or school can afford a multifunctional LED display sign. Let Crude LED show you how. KRUT-LED.com or call 401-8156.
The month of love is here. If you're not loving your look, maybe it's time to give Urban Nirvana a try. Their professional stylists can make you love looking in the mirror. And guys, if you are looking for the perfect gift for the love of your life, Urban Nirvana has the answer. Log on to urbannirvana.com where you can buy it and print a gift certificate from wherever you are. She'll love it. Salon or spa, there's something to love at Urban Nirvana. Show some love at With Urban Nirvana, MECV Station, or the shops at Green Ridge, online at urbannirvana.com.
We're already 1 month into 2020, and if you're ready to tackle your fitness goals, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is running their Pay the Date special all month long. If you join on February the 10th, you pay just $10. If you wait and join on the 22nd, you'll pay $22. Enjoy custom fitness plans, beast mode group training, swimming, and more.
There's even child watch for the kids. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. It's a community of people who care. Learn more online at pcymca.net. There's still a few months of winter weather ahead, which means the inevitable ice storms that hit here in the upstate every year. Don't let heavy ice-covered power lines leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro premier dealer. Ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit them online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you. Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
Have you ever had to travel out of the country only to find out at the last minute that the IRS has suspended your passport? Let the Green Law Firm deal with the IRS to restore your passport. It's this type of IRS interference and many others that David Green and his staff know how to properly approach and resolve on your behalf. Call the law firm that gives you peace of mind. Call the Green Law Firm at 271-7940 or online at greenlaw.legal.
This is a cow whose milk became everyone's favorite cheese at the craft fair. But cheese only lasts so long. The impression a small business makes needs to last much longer. And now Vistaprint is offering free shipping on all business cards in any quantity. Choose from hundreds of fresh designs tailored to your type of company. Or upload your own. The choice is yours. The time is now. For a limited time only, get free shipping on all business cards in any quantity with promo code 4747. That's promo code 4747 at Vistaprint.com. Vistaprint. Own the now.
Marco's Pizza has come to Clemson, featuring pizza, wings, subs, and salads. Marco's Pizza is owned by former Tigers Byron Maxwell and Jarvis Jenkins. 707-4992 for delivery or carryout. Order online at marcos.com with or without the app.
Covering our bases on three great signals. 105.5, 97.5, and AM 1560. We are the Roar.
It's a high-risk pick, whether he's healthier now or not. He has bird bones. How are you going to keep him healthy in the NFL? That's a fair comment to me. I think it's a fair comment. You know, I see, we're going to find out later about a lot of this stuff. I want to know about this tightrope procedure to start with. I want to know about his ankles. I mean, are they really bionic now? Are they stronger than they were before? Did we build it better, faster, stronger? Or will he eventually have arthritis in those ankles or something? I mean, why don't they perform that procedure as a normal course of business? Hey, look, as Clemson grads and law partners, Blake Smith and Brooke Archinold have been fighting on behalf of medical malpractice victims for years. That's the primary focus of Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. If you or a loved one's a victim of medical malpractice, there's no cost to have a consultation with the firm and no cost unless there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008. Speak with Parham Smith and Archinold, 242-9008. You will thank me later. All right. I'm up next with the Chargers. The Chargers are, it couldn't be more elementary at this point. If the board comes off like this, the Chargers are going to run to the board with Justin Herbert and say, thank you very much, because he's the guy. They don't have a quarterback at all now. Even if they, and by the way, this does not preclude them from bringing in Brady for 2 years, not in any way, shape, or form. They could draft Herbert, bring Brady in for 2 years. Who would Herbert be better learning under than Brady? You know, honestly, from a Charger standpoint, I can't think of anything more ideal than that. If you could bring Brady in for 2 years and draft Herbert at 6, it'd be absolutely ideal. I think the Chargers, as I said, let me make this clear. These people can put Herbert wherever they want, McShay, whatever. They can put him wherever they want. again, the guy tried to put Ryan Finley in round one. Herbert is not going beyond six. He just isn't. And there may be a fight for him because I think it's perfectly conceivable the Carolina Panthers are going to be in the Herbert sweepstakes as well as a team that needs a quarterback. So with the sixth pick, even though they don't have any home games, which is, I don't know how you do that, but even though they don't have any home games, with the sixth pick, the quarterback needy Chargers go get their guy, Herbert. By the way, here's another possibility, John. If the Chargers want Herbert as badly as I'm guessing they're going to want him, there's a real possibility they can't risk having somebody else take him. There's a real chance Herbert goes higher than this. You know, where exactly, I don't know. Perhaps Detroit spot at three. That's a position where I would watch for Herbert. I still think by the time this draft happens, the second quarterback off the board is going to be Justin Herbert, not Tua Tagovailoa. But the Chargers then with Justin Herbert at number six.
With the Panthers at seven, you got a couple options here.
By the way, Jim,
I'm sorry.
Jermites, never going to be your pizza burning. I don't see how any GM could justify Tua at this point. Love the show. I think there's a, you know, I think there's something to that. I guess we'll find out together. All right. So the seventh pick of the draft, you now are in charge of the Carolina Panthers, Sean.
You could go a number of ways here. I think Derek Brown from Auburn's in play. I think Isaiah Simmons to replace Luke Kuechly to be a versatile playmaker, and that defense is in play here. I think Jedrick Willis and Tristan Wirfs are both in play here. To me right now, it's between Derek Brown and Isaiah Simmons.
Before you say anything, is anything about Matt Rhule going to govern your thinking here?
That's kind of why I'm leaning Derek Brown.
Okay.
And I think with Matt Rhule, really, he's going to try to focus on the lines of scrimmage here. I think I'm going to go Derek Brown.
Okay.
From Auburn.
All right. So Derek Brown goes to Carolina at number seven.
You get someone who can start on the interior of that defensive line for several years.
Very true. You know, now Rhule values speed. And
he does. He does. I think Simmons is going to be, if he's still on the board at this point, I think those are the two. But I think if you're establishing first year, I think he's someone who wants to establish the trenches.
Because I could really see Simmons here for Carolina if they're not going quarterback. You know, if they're not going to be one of these teams jumping up, I could really see Simmons here or either one of the defensive tackles. I think that's the selection. And one of the things I would watch for here is if the combine, if Javon Kinlaw tests to be the more athletic player than Derek Brown, which I think he will. And if he does, then that might really push an analytics guy like Rhule to Kinlaw if he wants one of those two D tackles. There's a significant drop. Here's one thing I think to look for in this opening round of the draft. There are two clear top defensive tackles. There is a drop off to the next group. Even though it's not inconceivable, one of those other guys goes toward the end of round one, like Elliott from Missouri or Blackman from TCU. But Blacklock from TCU. But I think there's a clear gap for most teams with these two guys.
I agree.
So as soon as one of them goes off the board, there's going to be a much greater inclination for the other to go off immediately because teams that are sitting there thinking, well, I'm good with either one of those guys. I got them rated pretty similarly. As long as they're both on the board, I have a little flexibility if they need a defensive tackle. When one of them disappears, now you have to act because now there's going to be some sort of game pressure to get the other guy. All right, so you're going Derek Brown at seven. With the eighth pick of the first round, I've got the Arizona Cardinals. I have a young quarterback that needs protection. I have an offensive line that sucks. I also need...
suck.
Yeah, their offensive line's terrible. I mean, he's the only thing that makes it workable. They need interior O-line help. They need offensive tackle help. Really, they need line of scrimmage help on both sides. They also need a wide receiver. And then the question is, who best helps the young quarterback here? What player best helps the young quarterback? Is it a tackle? Is it the receiver? I'm going to go Wills from Alabama here. I think Wills is the most technically sound offensive lineman in the draft. I think Wills is a guy who is never out of balance. He's never out of position. He plays right tackle flawlessly, but you know, and I think one question with him will be his arm length, but I think he can play on either side because he's such a technician. And a lot of times you see offensive linemen come into this league, they struggle early, like Becton, for example, of Louisville. I think that he's the size of a hotel, but I think he's going to have some issues in pass protection early with speed guys. And I think there's going to be an adjustment period for him. If you're Arizona and you're trying to protect Kyler Murray, you can't afford an adjustment period. You need somebody who is truly plug and play. And I think that Will is the most plug and play offensive lineman in the draft. So he goes here at number 8 to Jacksonville. And Jedrick Wills comes off the board.
Okay, I'm confused.
Yeah, Cardinals at 8.
Yeah.
Jaguars, Arizona. You said Jacksonville.
Oh, well, I'm in Arizona. Sorry.
Okay.
I misspoke.
Yeah. I'm up with Jacksonville now. Okay. And I think they could go linebacker. I could see Kinlaw in play here. I could see Isaiah Simmons in play here. And I'm going to go Isaiah Simmons to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think defensive versatility, and you had Josh Allen from the pass rush last year. I think Isaiah Simmons gives you a little bit of everything. I think he severely upgrades that defense.
Yeah, I like that pick. I think they need help at this spot. You know, I think that Jacksonville has a lot of needs. You know, again, one of their key needs is still quarterback. You know, they're...
From a cap standpoint, they can't go this early in a quarterback, though, with all the money tied to Foles.
No, I mean, they have an enormous dilemma. They need to get out from under the Foles thing. The Foles thing was another foolish move on their part. No one else was going to pay Foles that kind of money. Foles had only been good basically a year in Philadelphia. The rest of his career, he's been just so-so. He was never worth that kind of money. Why anybody would pay him that kind of money is beyond me. I think they thought they were ready to win and that Foles could do for them what he did for Philadelphia, because that was the wrong answer. Their biggest mistake came several years back when their choice of the 2017 draft came down to Deshaun Watson or Leonard Fournette. I know that's for a fact. And they opted for the old style running back instead of the quarterback in a passing era. That's a mistake that is a franchise killer, and it really has effectively killed Jacksonville. That move has effectively killed Jacksonville, and they've been trying to catch up since with the Foles crap, with the Minshew crap, and none of those things are answers. So they're still a team in a quarterback league that does not have a quarterback, and that, the truth be told, that's their primary need. I mean, Isaiah Simmons is a really good player who offers you all sorts of flexibility.
Yeah.
But he's not going to make Jacksonville win. I mean, he's not. You know, they need somebody who can play that quarterback position, and they don't have that guy on that roster. But
do they have the capital to trade up to go get him?
No. This is it. They've so screwed their quarterback position up.
I didn't know in terms of like their, you know, draft assets or things like that.
I think they're a mess. I think they're a mess of a franchise right now with a lot of individually athletic, talented pieces, but no direction. And they've made just fatal mistakes that have absolutely killed them. Brandon from Easy writes, Foles played with one of the best offensive lines in Philly. True. Texts are coming in left and right. A lot of people, John, wanted you to take Isaiah Simmons with Carolina at 7. And that's the case. I have no idea what you mean by that, Texter 314, but you might want to go check the Huddle Report rankings. All right, so we are at number 10 with the Cleveland Browns. I like your pick, John. If Isaiah Simmons is there to Jacksonville, I like that pick. I think that will be the pick if he is on the board. Number 10, the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns, who have made so many mistakes over time, it's just hard to sort of single out just one. When I look at the Browns, I think they have a need at safety. I think this is early for a safety. I think they have need along the offensive line of scrimmage. I don't know what's going to become of that wide receiver situation, whether all those guys are going to stay there, whether they're going to move those guys. I think it'll be interesting to see. At number 10, the Cleveland Browns go offensive tackle, and they go Mekhi Becton of Louisville. So the next offensive tackle now off the board, Becton to Louisville. And of course, again, Becton left tackle. If you go, if you go back to the first series, John, of the Clemson game with Louisville, there were two times that Becton winds up on linebackers. Once he winds up with Skalski, and another time he winds up with Chad Smith. And those are two good players. Skalski obviously played really well this year, powerful, aggressive. But when Becton got his hands on him, it's like he was throwing a gnat. As big and powerful and athletic as Skalski is, it was like he was throwing a gnat, and he just crushed Smith. Now, I still saw him at times struggle with the speed element there. And I think if memory serves right, it was Henry who gave him a little bit of an issue. But I think he's still such a dominant physical force. He has some refining to do. But you're talking about a man who's 370 pounds and is just the size of a hotel.
Oh, he's massive. There's no doubt about it.
Yep. So
I'm intrigued by him a lot in this draft. I think that's a good pick there.
Becton goes 10 to Cleveland. All right, John.
Well, I'll get this one in real quick because I know we're up against the top of the hour here.
You know what? Hold that thought,
though. Okay.
Before we go to break here, let me tell you about my friends at Parham, Smith, and Archenholt. I've told you before, I'll tell you again, if you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham, Smith, and Archenholt, attorneys at law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008, 242-9008. Speak with Parham, Smith, and Archenholt. I promise you will thank me later. All right, here's the deal. We'll get back to this when we get back. We have another hour, so we're gonna have to pick up the pace a little bit from where we've been so far. You know, they're gonna cut down our allotment on minutes between selections when we come back. Dr. David Chow will join me at 5:05 today as well, and of course later today we'll be giving away Rolling Stones tickets to the event in Charlotte on July 1st. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Hear what owners are saying about Thomas Beach Vacations Owner Services.
I have two properties down here. One stays in the rental pool 52 weeks of the year. The other I can rent out 3 months of the year. They approach my three-month rental with the same commitment as they do the one across the street. Thomas Beach Vacations, they make you feel like you're part of the family.
Contact Thomas Beach Vacations at NorthMyrtleBeachVacations.com. Customer focus, results driven.
Edwards Auto Sales has plenty of one and two owner trade-ins. 57 years of doing business in the same town has allowed us to trade and resell local cars and trucks to all over the Golden Corners. Our pre-owned certified Fords offer a 7-year, 100,000-mile engine and powertrain warranty covered nationwide. Come drive.